Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Drew Brees a little bit later on, and also the guy who got the baseball last night, Aaron Judge's record-tying home run, Matt Bushman, the Blue Jays bullpen coach, Bushman. Will join us. Bushman! And also his wife, Sarah Walsh, who covers the Buccaneers for the NFL Network. Used to work at the mothership. So Matt Bushman, who I think had 4 innings in the major leagues in his career.
4 1/3, Dan.
4 1/3, and he's the bullpen coach for the Blue Jays. He got the baseball and said, Aaron Judge deserves it. Aaron Judge got it and gave it to his mom. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Sunday night, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs go to Tampa, battling Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock, weather permitting. If they can't play in Tampa, the relocation site is Minnesota right now. NFL franchises have grown increasingly impatient with their young quarterbacks. It doesn't take long before a franchise decides time to move on. You know, the Bengals and Dolphins, perfect example of why that sort of thing is flawed, because Tua Tagovailoa had a slow start to his career. Injuries, poor supporting cast, terrible offensive line. Then all of a sudden, gets some help with the offensive line, gets a couple of weapons there, good wide receivers. Now Tua is an MVP candidate. Joe Burrow, weren't sure how good he was going to be. Could he stay healthy? Knee surgery, getting sacked. They got to the Super Bowl. Now we're looking at the Bengals going, was that a one-time fluke there? Well, they got the Dolphins coming up tonight. And the Dolphins are 3.5-point underdogs here. But you have these quarterbacks that you have to be fair, like Justin Fields with the Chicago Bears. I don't know how good he is. I know how good he was when he was in college. When everything went right, he was great. But the NFL, everything doesn't go right. And if it does, it doesn't last that long. But when you have more talent on your team at Ohio State than you do with the Bears, that's going to be a problem for your quarterback. And Justin Fields, I don't know how good he is. I don't know how good Zach Wilson is, who makes his start. I don't know how good Mac Jones is going to be. Now everybody has come out of the woodwork to say, Trevor Lawrence, see, I told you. Well, where were you when he wasn't playing well? He's supposed to be great. Like, people give this appearance of, man, I'm surprised. Trevor Lawrence is good. He was supposed to be the can't-miss guy when he was in high school. And then he got to Clemson. And now, being the number one pick with Jacksonville. Why is he better? He's got a better coach, and he has better talent around him. Josh Allen looked like he couldn't play the position his rookie year. What happened? Got a good coach, got some consistency there, drafted well. He's got a really good team around him. John Elway was terrible his rookie year. Peyton Manning wasn't good his rookie year. You start to look at these quarterbacks and you go, what's wrong with him? Well, when you get talent, then all of a sudden you start to see what these teams see in these quarterbacks. Sometimes they never even get that opportunity. You know, I go back, David Klingler played for the Bengals. He's as athletic as I've seen in a quarterback, but he didn't last long. Not on a great team. You have David Carr, Derek's brother. Great talent. Got roughed up. Nobody got sacked more first 4 years of his career. I think he averaged getting sacked 60 times. So when we look at a quarterback, now do I think Tua could be similar to Steve Young, Kenny Stabler, from the standpoint of they don't have a gun. You know, they don't have a rocket arm, but they had accuracy. Stabler, Steve Young. Steve Young's as accurate as any quarterback. But you have to have – look at the receivers Stabler had. Look at the receivers that Steve Young had. You got to have somebody who can help you. All else fails, that guy helps me. And if you have two of them, now all of a sudden you can be an all-pro. And that's why when we have this rush to judgment, I mean, Zach Wilson probably gets the rest of this season. Then all of a sudden we're going to go, yeah, he might be a bust. And you know, Trey Lance at what point? He gets next year? And then what? Now, he got injured. But then he comes back, and then we're going to go, can Trey Lance play the position? That's how it works. And that's why this rush to judgment, usually after 2 years, and you're like, that guy's not, he's not going to be a franchise quarterback. But it's guys who learn, they're willing to learn, they know they're going to take their lumps. And the reason why a talented quarterback is taken high, because that team they're going to was not good. Now you have to be the centerpiece to turn that team around. Happened with Buffalo and Josh Allen. Happened with Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. You know, Trevor Lawrence, is it going to happen? I like that Jacksonville is playing Philadelphia this weekend. Doug Peterson, hopefully they, I could never under or overestimate an Eagles fan or that stadium's reaction. I'm hoping that they do give him a round of applause. I'm not asking for standing ovation. Maybe they should do that. But a nice round of applause for Doug Peterson when he comes back. All righty, Marvin, what do you have for me?
Has there ever been a quarterback that was a bust on his original team and then he goes somewhere else and you're like, where was this guy when he was with his original team? I can't really think of anybody off the top of my head that was.
Jim Plunkett was with the Patriots, then went to the Raiders and won a couple of Super Bowls. I'm sure there's the NFL's littered with those quarterbacks where you started out and you didn't do well, and then all of a sudden you went to another team. I mean, Kurt Warner was with the Packers and then went to St. Louis. Then you had the injury to Trent Green and became a Hall of Fame quarterback. Matt Hasselbeck was with the Packers. Then he went to Seattle. Yeah, Paul.
Alex Smith, number one pick out of Utah, he didn't start very well with the Niners. Mm. Then he kind of got good, and then he really hit it with the Chiefs.
The Bengals have covered in each of their last seven games against teams with a winning record. Dolphins are getting 3.5. By the way, the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast, we'll be recording that later today after the show with Bad Larry, who is bad with his pick so far. Shea and Irving and Dylan the graphics guy. All right, A couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Rick in New Orleans. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was going to thank you for taking my call. 6'2", a comfortable 350.
All right.
Fritzy's got this numerology thing going on, and I was kind of freaked out by it. But Maris in 61 hit 61 home runs. Here we are, 61 years
old. Yep. Yeah, I brought that up, Rick. 61 years later, Aaron Judge ties Roger Maris. David in Wisconsin. Hi, David.
Hey, DP. How you doing?
Good, sir. What do you have?
First time, long time, huge fan. Was listening to the content this morning. I just got one thing to say, a big fat suck it to back row. But my question is, I was hoping you could clarify, why is it still considered Roger Maris's record?
Well, it's not. It's a Yankee record. Is that what you mean, David?
Well, you know, this morning on the show, you know, where he's Aaron Judge is tying Roger Maris's record, breaking Roger Maris's record, but you know, it's been broken twice by Sosa, McGuire, and Bonds. So well, I don't understand why it's not Bonds's record.
No, this is a Yankee record. That's all. Just a Yankee record. If you want to designate that as the single season home run record, then okay. The American League. Yeah, Marv.
After this, the Maris family's like, no more free Knights of the Four Seasons anymore.
Nope, we're done.
No more Waldorf Astoria.
Yep, no more. No more road trip. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Hey, thanks for taking my call again. Real quick on the Roger Maris thing, and I have a little thing on Tua going into the game, but I graduated high school in 98 during that summer with McGuire and Sosa, and I don't know. The records just don't seem the same after that. You can't reproduce the feeling of that summer, the chase, the news coverage, the heroism that was given to those guys. And then all the records just kind of lost their luster because of what came out after that. So great for Aaron Judge, but it just won't ever replace that time in sports for me. But going into tonight's game, it's a funny fact. Justin Herbert has never had a winning career record in the NFL, and Tua has never had a losing career record in the NFL. So going into the game tonight, if Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals win, is everything forgotten and now Joe Burrow and the Bengals are back in the driver's seat?
Sure. Sure. That's all it takes. You know, all of a sudden, even though the Colts, you know, that was a fortunate win for them against Kansas City, but now they have the Titans. If the Colts win again, then all of a sudden you're going to go, okay, now. It's like the Raiders. The Raiders started out, obviously, poorly, 0-3. There will be a stretch where the Raiders will be really good, if not great. I just get that feeling where you're going to go, God, the Raiders are good. It's just we jump on a bandwagon early or we jump off a bandwagon early. And it's 17 weeks. I always view it as 17 chapters in a book. What's that next chapter like? And the chapter after that. Paul in Vegas. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Let me see if I can thread the needle on this here. I've been trying to wrap my head around why I'm so irritated with baseball and why they just can't continue to break the news cycle and get these stories out here and get people interested in things like Judge's record. And I was thinking about this yesterday when you were asking about the do you pitch to a Judge or not? It feels like to me kind of similar to like the Hack-a-Shack, or if we just like randomly took away Steph Curry's ability to shoot threes. Like these are the biggest moments when baseball can introduce people that are kind of casual fans like me to these stars that I haven't been paying attention to all year. And when it counts or when it's exciting, all of a sudden, intentional walk. He may only get a couple more home runs. It just kind of dies off for me, the story does, and kind of makes me want to just tune out again.
All right. Well, let's say you were watching the game and the Blue Jays pitched Aaron Judge and they lost the game and then they didn't make the playoffs. You okay with that? Hey, we manned up. We pitched to him. Okay. Your job is to win. You're supposed to win. And if my chances improve because I pitch around Aaron Judge because the bums behind him aren't hitting, then that's on them. That's all. It's just a smart strategy. We love it when you have player against player. You know, sports isn't like boxing. When you get into the ring, there's nobody there to help you. You're in the ring, it's you, it's me. Sports isn't always like that. We do like the showdowns. We like the head-to-head confrontations there. But sometimes you have to factor in strategy or logic, reason. Marcus in Jacksonville. Hi, Marcus. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 5'7", 195. I'm excited to call in today and give you a sound of the day from your future winners of Super Bowl 57, the mighty Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right.
Peyton Manning and Trevor Lawrence both lost the first 9 away games of their career and snapped the streak with a Week 3 win in their second season on the West Coast over the Chargers. Now, obviously, Dan, I'm not comparing Peyton Manning to Trevor Lawrence, but needless to say, confidence in Jacksonville was at an all-time high. I hope you guys have a great day.
Well, you've waited for it, Marcus. Yeah, you've waited for this. And no, I probably wouldn't compare Peyton Manning to Trevor Lawrence. It might be Trevor Lawrence to Peyton Manning if that ever happens there. But Trevor Lawrence has played well. But you got stability there. That helps. You got a true NFL coach there. And Doug Peterson, being a former quarterback, did wonders with the Eagles, and he has helped out Trevor Lawrence. He's put him in positions to succeed. Yeah, Paul?
I have some good news for Jaguars fans. They have the Eagles this week, which let's say that goes as a loss.
Okay.
Then they have Houston, Indy, New York Giants, Denver, next 4. Those are 4 winnables.
Okay.
All right.
Have you seen the Russell Wilson Jr. III Subway commercial?
No. How would you describe it? Shocked I haven't seen it.
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortably great?
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortably great.
Uncomfortable. I don't know. There's like this methodical approach to eating his favorite sandwich and
like a cult-like status?
I don't know.
Uncomfortably great is like the Russell Wilson
I think
story.
He was like, there were similarities with a serial killer with the way he was having his... Marvin, have you seen Russell Wilson Jr. III with his commercial?
I wish I hadn't, but I have.
Yes, Eaton.
When you type in Russell Wilson into like a search bar right now, it says Russell Wilson football quarterback, Russell Wilson Subway, Russell Wilson Subway commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then Russell Wilson stats.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you have to watch it. It doesn't have... Yes, Mr. Bronco. Yes, Tom.
Yeah, it's odd, especially with the way the season's going, and they score 16, 16, and 11, and they're a 2-1 team that could very easily be 0-3. I don't know if we need to...
And he filmed this before the season. Yes, Eden.
There's a headline that says, Subway let Russ cook, and we all paid the price.
Yeah. Do we have the sound on that? Can we get that sound with Russell Wilson Jr. III?
What happened there?
I don't
What's going
know.
Wrong? What's going wrong?
There's no fun in that commercial. He just is very matter-of-fact of eating a sandwich and then taking another bite, and that's it. Like, there's no joy in it. It's just, hey, it's my favorite sandwich. I love this sandwich. Yeah, Paulie.
Do you think it's one of those, I'm being serious, where they had a scripted commercial ready, and then they said, let's just try one more Russ freestyles. They do that sometimes at commercial. That Nike Tiger Woods bouncing the ball. Remember he was bouncing the ball and he hits it?
Yeah.
That was between the actual commercial shoot. Mm. I wonder if they just said to Russ, hey man, just be you with a sandwich.
Mm.
or is that scripted? You think like a team scripted?
I hope that that wasn't the script.
I don't get the sense, though, that Subway is like, oh, just wing it. We'll set up this big commercial.
If you're
going
to have somebody wing it, you would say to Charles Barkley, wing it.
Yeah, but maybe they shot one with Russ and they said, oh, wing it. Remember we shot the one with years ago, we shot a commercial. We changed a script that day.
Yeah, but we needed to.
Yes.
Yes, we needed to. All right. When we come back, imagine picking up the baseball last night and saying, no, I'm going to give it back. That's what happened to Matt Bushman, the Blue Jays bullpen coach, and his wife, Sarah Walsh, who is a sports reporter covering the Bucks for the NFL Network, is watching her husband pick up the baseball and give it back instead of maybe holding out for some money. They'll both join us coming up next, Dan Patrick Show. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums and, worse, how the rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Right now, instead of talking about that, we could be talking about Russell Wilson's commercial. But Discover.com/redeem rewards. Nobody's better at doing it. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change. Things change. People change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com. We will bring you the Russell Wilson Subway commercial coming up in a moment. Also, the Pac-12 reportedly in danger of collapsing with the Big Ten and Big 12 poised to poach their teams. More on that story coming up. The big story from last night, Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run in Toronto, and a lot of people came out hoping they could catch that souvenir. Matt Bushman is the one who picked the ball up in the bullpen. He's the Blue Jays bullpen coach, and he joins us along with his wife, Sarah Walsh, who covers the Buccaneers for the NFL Network. So, Matt, let me start with you. What kind of strategy did you have in the bullpen if that home run ball ended up there?
Well, we didn't have much of a strategy, unfortunately, because I caught it and then just flipped it to David Howell, another coach of ours in the bullpen, who then proceeded to panic a little bit. And then we all just kind of stood and stared at each other thinking, what are we going to do?
Okay, was there any thought of what's this worth and do I want to hold on to this?
Well, we talked about it. I know that the 62 was the one that people had talked about being worth a lot of money. But, yeah, we had talked about maybe having someone hidden in the hallway behind us. That you just flip it to him, and then he just runs right out of the stadium. And then we make sure we talk to him later. Try to split it between the guys at the pen. But you know, when it happened, I think we grabbed it and I didn't want to throw it back up in the stands. That's one thing I didn't want to do.
Did you think about asking Judge for anything, even though you're on the Blue Jays?
yeah, I think we're going to try to work something out. Zach Britton came over from the other bullpen, and so we'll have to work something out, even if it's just him not signing back anywhere in the AL East, unless it's with us.
If he promises to go to the San Francisco Giants, then you're fine.
Perfect. That's great.
Your lovely wife, Sarah Walsh, covers the Buccaneers for the NFL Network. She's down in Florida. She's dealing with all of the elements there. At what point do you hear from your wife that you've just given up this valuable baseball?
Well, as soon as I walked in after the game, I heard about four different people say, "Did you see what your wife tweeted?" And I said, "Oh, this will be good. I'm sure it'll be pretty funny." And it was. So I thought I'd have a lot. Immediately when I caught it, I knew that Twitter would probably go crazy. And then lo and behold, my wife was part of that.
Well, let's bring in Sarah. Sarah, thank you for joining us. Hopefully the family's safe there outside of Tampa. Were you watching the game?
Dan, it's Wednesday night, and that is a big night in my household for the Beverly Hills Housewives. So I was incredibly busy finding out how the Aspen vacation that went awry went down. I am very fortunate. I do not have power. I lost power at my house. I had to evacuate. I live on Clearwater Beach, actually. So I'm in my childhood home. I'm with my parents. And I was like, everyone needs to get out of the room. The housewives are on. I have five-year-old twins. People are losing their mind. And then my phone started blowing up. My dad actually, who's a huge Rays fan, was flipping between the Rays and the Jays. And it had been a discussion in our house. My mom even was on top of, like, can you believe what these seats are going for to catch this Aaron Judge ball? And then my phone started blowing up. And I'm like, oh, my God, did he catch this? And but, like, to just set the scene, because I can't see you guys, like, this is such, like, typical of our life. Matt is zooming into you on a golf course. And I am stuck in a hurricane with our twins. So, like, this is our life. So, I don't have power. Matt's golfing. Matt's out, like, living the dream. Like, I'm trying to figure out how life is existing down here. So, like, yeah, I did give him some stuff. I gave him some crap on Twitter. Did I think it was going to blow up the way it did? And in all seriousness, I knew he would not keep that ball. Like, and so people were, you know, then people, you know how Twitter is, right? But, like, there's no way he's going to keep that ball. He also, like, we've had this conversation before, like, when I've worked at previous places and there's been situations like this. And I'm always like, give it to the guy that hit it. Like, I mean, we know that, like, intuitively, like, that would just be our situation. But was I going to give him grief about it? Like, of course I am. Like, I mean, and then he shows no emotion, which I knew. Like, he's just, you know, he's got to play it safe. So then I'm like the wife out there that's like saying stuff and basically stealing his moment. So it's kind of par for the course.
Are you in trouble at all, Matt?
With my wife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was the other part of the discussion in the bullpen was, hey, we want to play golf tomorrow, but, you know, a couple guys have people in Florida. And we said, like, if it's real bad, do you play golf? Do you go out and play golf? And so, you know, we're working through that. And I think it was trying to figure out what level is it okay to go out and play golf.
I can see
and
the
so
look.
They're golfing.
Sarah can't see the look on your face. Like, you know you're in trouble, and there's probably going to be a follow-up conversation when we end this conversation.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going down. My stock's going way down.
Dan, when this season ends, when his baseball season ends, like, I'm doing nothing. Like, I am not responsible for our kids anymore. I'm like, I'm not getting off the cat. Like, I mean, things are really going to change when this baseball season ends.
Wow. Are you, do you know what your location is going to be with the Buccaneers game against Kansas City?
So I believe the Buccaneers are going to play that game. I believe they're going to play it here in Tampa.
Okay.
I actually won't be there because I'm flying, hopefully, to New York to host Good Morning Football early next week. So this has been, it's been like a crazy rolling week. To be honest, the Bucs are down in Miami now. So they've been Zooming with us, with the folks that cover the team. So I'll be on a call with them. Brady's speaking a little later today. And I think that they're going to play that game here in Tampa. Tampa was really fortunate in this storm. And that being said, there's a lot of people here without power, and there's a lot of trees and things down, and it's still going on. I mean, it's gusting outside the windows right now. But compared to our friends and family in Fort Myers, it's nowhere near close to the devastation that they are currently dealing with.
Sarah, great to talk to you. Matt, if you would somehow have gotten 62, not 61, would you have kept 62?
I mean, I think there was more of a discussion around that. Okay. Yeah. We, you know, it may have been not a quick handoff. Let's just say that.
Well, more importantly, good luck with the conversation that's going to happen after this conversation is over.
Yeah, that's the most important one. That's the one. It's going to be tough, but we'll get through it. We'll work through it.
And good luck with your golf game today.
Thank you. Yeah, at the very least, I better play well.
That's Matt Bushman and Sarah Walsh, the Blue Jays bullpen coach, and Sarah covers the Buccaneers for the NFL Network. You get to see the look on his face. It's like, God, am I in trouble? You know, because that's where you call home, and then you're like, how are things going, honey? Or she doesn't answer the call. I remember when I would be covering the NBA Finals, and I'd call home, and this is when my wife, we had four kids under the age of seven. And you just hope she doesn't answer the phone. You just hope it's going to be, go to voicemail, go to voicemail. Oh, hi, hon. How are you? Great. Hold on. Put that thing down. You know, like, and then she goes, well, what are you going to do? And I go, well, you know, working late, but we'll try to grab something. Who knows? Maybe an In-N-Out burger. Yeah. You know, trying to downplay that you're at the NBA Finals in Los Angeles. Yeah, Paul.
That's a tough one. Honey, good luck getting electricity. I'll stay safe. And I got to get to bed. I'm playing 18 with the boys tomorrow.
God.
Love and kisses.
Yeah, I double bogeyed 18. What a bad day for me. Yeah, I like Sarah's comments on social media. It's like, what are you doing? Don't give that baseball back. May have to divorce you. But that look on his face, like, God, I could be in trouble here. Could be in trouble here. All righty. Can we play the Russell Wilson Jr. III commercial? We'll have that coming up. And let me see. Anything else that... Oh, I saw this story. And we, of course, have been covering realignment with college football. This is a report from Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports. The Pac-12 conference is going to lose USC and UCLA. But Pac-12 is also a player to steal some schools as well. This is what Dennis Dodd is reporting. If the Big Ten is able to bring four schools over, then that would be Oregon, Stanford, California, Washington. Dodd is reporting it would almost certainly increase the likelihood the Big 12 is able to get some combination of Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah from the Pac-12, thus crushing the Pac-12 and hanging Oregon State and Washington State out to dry. The Pac-12 would probably cease to exist.
As a football conference.
Yeah. Big business. Yeah, see.
I don't know how I feel about being able to split conferences based on sports. Like, you're in football, you're here. Sort of, I mean, Notre Dame, I know they're independent. Yeah. But it feels like if you're in for basketball, you should be in for all of them. If you're in for football, you should be in for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you start to look at how fragmented this is. And you know, we always think when you're going to higher education and the presidents and the chancellors, the board of regents, like all the so-called smart people, they're just like everybody else. Everybody is looking for their piece of the pie here. And for all the criticism I took that, you know, these people on the playoff committee didn't want to move this up because there's a contract they'd have to break. They're still talking about breaking the contract. They would love to move this up to 2024 or 2025. They don't want to wait. There's money. So you can't sit there and go, boy, everybody's looking for their piece of the college football pie. But when it comes to sanity, we're going to have that when it comes to a playoff. Oh, we can't break a contract. You got schools breaking contracts all the time. So I laughed when I heard some of these college football guys coming after me. I'm like, you guys, you're clueless in what's going on here then. That's why when I said 2023, that topic was broached. Didn't get there. All I said is they were talking about that. Now it's 2024, 2025. Maybe it's 2026. My report was they were talking about it. And you can't sit here and go, they got a contract. You can't do that. Don't you realize? You don't even cover college football. You're right. You're right, I don't. But in this situation, this was about, and it's all about money. When can we get it? Can we get it sooner? Let's do it. How do we do it? And that's what they're trying to work on right now as we speak. They're not going, hey, we got a contract. We can't wait. We can't do it now. We got to wait till 2026, and that's what we're going to do. Okay. Why are they having conversations then? Exactly. Yeah, Paul.
With the Pac-12 stuff, the Big Ten was smart to grab USC first. They grabbed the biggest team first. They didn't go like, let's get the secondary teams and then hopefully get USC. So that disabled the whole conference. Now everyone's going to run to join USC and UCLA in the Big Ten. And the Big Ten will be, they'll probably be 18 teams, yeah. And there'll be a Big Ten Central and a Big Ten West. And there'll be no geography to it. It'll just be
all. Well, they should do a Big 10-10 where you have 10 East, 10 West.
It's probably going that way. I mean, that's basically what it's going to be in three years.
Yeah. I mean, how many of these conferences have the number of schools in their conference based off what the conference's title is?
But the brand name Big Ten, you keep. It's like Pottery Barn doesn't sell pottery. You know, but you know what? You're not changing the name.
MTV doesn't play music. Videos. Yes. Anybody? Oh, okay. I got a great stat of the day. I'm going to wait till after the break and bring that to you.
After the break.
This is pretty good. And yeah, there's one Danette who's going to love this stat of the day. Going to love it. You know why? There's symmetry. There's numerology. Todd, you love that?
Who doesn't love that?
10-10.
I heard about 10-10.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And we're going to play the Russell Wilson Jr. III Subway commercial. More phone calls coming up. Drew Brees a little bit later on. Once again, my thanks to Sarah Walsh, sweetheart coming on the show with her husband, Matt Bushman, who got the ball last night. All right, we'll take a break. Back after this. How's your energy level? So if you're on the East Coast right now, it's around, 20 to 11. Let's say you're on the West Coast. So 7:40, how you feeling? You ready to go? And if you're not, M-Drive. M-Drive can help you every single day. Getting things done takes energy, and we have less and less of that as we get older. That's why I take M-Drive every morning. I had a couple of scoops in my smoothie this morning. Testosterone support for driven guys packed with clinically tested ingredients supporting healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. If you're like me, you want to have that energy, you need to have that energy. M-Drive, testosterone support for driven guys. Now, you can go to mdrivedan.com, or if you go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shop, you can check out the actual product there. Top-selling M-Drive products can be available at those stores. And for my listeners, try M-Drive for $5. You text Dan to 55,000 to claim your exclusive offer. So text Dan to 55,000, get your first order of M-Drive for $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests we're gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Got a stat of the day for you. Our good buddy Matt Jenkins sent this to me. Aaron Judge went 7 consecutive games without hitting a home run since he hit number 60. That was September 20th. During the span of 7 games, guess how many swings he took?
Don't even say it. 61?
61 swings.
What?
Yeah. So he had 6. Whoa, not yet. You jumped the gun. During that span, Judge took 61 swings before hitting his 61st last night. That's your stat of the day. Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
How about that one?
How about that?
61 swings.
That's so fantastic.
61 swings, huh?
Fantastic.
I love that.
61 swings. 61 years later, he hits his 61st home run.
99 tying 9, the whole deal.
Okay.
All right.
And how many millions of dollars a year will he be making?
$61 million. We were watching the Russell Wilson Subway commercial, and they didn't spend a lot of money on the commercial, or the script, I don't think. And basically, it was just Russ sort of, I guess, in his kitchen eating a sandwich. And this is what it sounds like.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous? Oh, jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time... never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways, my Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
Seton had to take his headphones off because he couldn't listen to Russell Wilson chewing.
It's not just Russell Wilson chewing. It's anybody chewing.
Anybody chewing.
Yeah, but in that specific moment, having headphones on, listening to that food slopping around in his mouth is just revolting. No offense to him. It's not anything personal. It could be anybody doing it.
Do you think that that commercial was scripted? Do you think that they said, here's the script, Russ? Todd?
I think so, because I think that a lot of these products and companies, they're very, very anal and careful about every sound and note and word. I can't imagine they just let you kind of wing it.
The more I watch it, the more I think it's Russ cooking, that he's winging it. Yeah, Paul.
First of all, it sounds like a fantastic sandwich. I mean, most of these commercials, they de-emphasize the person eating, and they actually tell you to chew with nothing in your mouth, like pretend you're chewing. And they went the opposite. They, like, mic'd up his chewing. Okay, remember J.B. Smoove told us about the actor, the comedian, that in Curb Your Enthusiasm, they give you the goal of the scene, and they say, act it out. Mm-hmm. I bet they told Russ, eat the sandwich, have fun, poke fun at that, it's dangerous, maybe a line or two. And he tried 5 or 6 takes, and he said, this is the one. Mm-hmm. That's what I think happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do, like, wild lines, wild reads. Whenever we would do commercials at the mothership, the Sports Center commercials, they'd go, hey, you know what? Let's just try this. Or a photo shoot where they'll go, hey, just act a little goofy. And then usually those are the ones that they use. But with Russ, not a lot of dialogue. Not much going on in the scene. There's no music. It's a bland-looking set there. I think this is where you have to have your wife, Sierra, come in and maybe dab his mouth as if he had maybe some mustard there. That, to me, could have helped out considerably. Yes, Todd?
Is it supposed to be funny, thought-provoking, eerie? I don't even know what they're getting at.
What do you think it's supposed to be?
I think it's supposed to be kind of funny or clever, but there's nothing humorous. I don't know what to make of that. What was the goal when they drew that up on these storyboards? What are they trying to accomplish with that commercial? I don't get it.
Yeah, Paulie.
I think they're just trying to do something that gets attention for the sake of attention. All the other ones with, like, Romo and Simone Biles and Barkley, they're all well-produced and they're all on different screens. This was the complete opposite, and maybe that was their goal, to get anyone to talk about it or get attention for it.
Yes.
Kind of feels like it's open season on Russell Wilson right now. Why is that?
Because their offense is awful, and they're a 2-1 team that's 0-3.
Well, he hasn't. So far, there isn't really a lot that he could do right ever since leaving Seattle. You know, like, he can't say, let's ride the right way. Then he can't do the Subway TikTok commercial the right way. Now he can't play football anymore, apparently, and then he... And it's very odd for a guy who's been, for most of his career, pretty beloved. There really haven't been too many missteps. It's like, why is Pete Carroll holding this dude back? Now, all of a sudden, he can't even so much as walk down the street without it being like, bad, you see Russell Wilson walking down the street? What is that?
I don't know. It's Seattle didn't want Russell Wilson. So it's not like Russ wanted out. They didn't want him. So he said, all right, let me find a place where I can go. That's all it is. But, I mean, I don't feel sorry for him.
No, I don't feel sorry.
He did okay.
I know. He's rich and famous, yes, and has a lot going for him. But it is an odd sort of reversal of fortune or something.
Well, he hasn't played well. If he had played well, then I think maybe, you know, that would soften things a little bit. But it is an awkward commercial. I think we can agree with that, right? Awkward commercial. But it's not like he forgot how to play quarterback. It's just they're paying him a lot of money and he's not playing well. Feels like open season on Russell.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yes, Paul.
It's more awkward than the Tom Brady Subway commercials where he even says, I don't eat Subway, but I'm in this commercial. I mean, Tom Brady.
No, but I love that because then it was funny.
Yeah. Because he clearly would never eat a Subway sandwich.
I mean, it's better than Tony Romo going, hey, slow down, big man, you know, when big fella, when Barkley starts to get excited about a Subway sandwich. I love when Barkley says artesian. Like, that's my favorite part of the Subway commercial, that they said to Charles, hey, you got to, you know, artesian.
Artesian.
And I said, come on, don't make him say that, because nobody believes that Charles would go, is this an artesian sandwich?
Jalapeno. Oh,
yeah.
Special salt.
Whoa, slow down, big fella. Okay.
How's that Subway deal working out for us?
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to get Subway to be a sponsor for 15 years now. We were above a Subway, and I couldn't get Subway to sponsor the show.
Yeah, no, it's like, all right, enough flirting. Are we dating or what?
My son worked at that Subway sandwich shop.
You made him get that job just to get this deal.
He was a sandwich artist?
Yes, he was.
Artisanal.
Because he thought, well, I love the sandwiches. If I can get them for free and I get paid, then why not work here? So he worked a summer at Subway. He was an artist. A sandwich artist, I think, is what they call it. All righty, 2 hours in the books on this Thursday. Drew Brees will join us coming up in a little bit. One more item, we close out hour two. It's our best friends, TireRack.com. They love tires. And they've been loving tires since 1979 when they've been helping you find the right tires for how you drive, what you drive, where you drive. Team of experts. That's all they do. Tires. Nothing else. Tires. They're a phone call or a click away. Go to the website. But give yourself some time when you go to the website because it's packed with information and advice and tools that make buying the right tires a snap. There's a tire decision guide there. Answer a few questions and then you get a personalized tire recommendation. They got the high performance Pirelli P0 tire, the all season Cinturato lineup, and the off-road capable Pirelli Scorpion light truck and SUV tire. Tire installation, and it's on your terms. Game-changing. You're going to love Tire Rack. TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com, Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.